And welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. This is the year-end edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Dennis Wu, sitting in for the rest of the band who are out enjoying the holidays. And as we head towards New Year's Day, there are lots of changes for those of you riding Sun Metro. And with me is Laura Cruz Acosta. Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. Let's start talking about all kinds of neat changes that are happening with Sun Metro.
Yes. So much is going on. Right now, if you travel or live in the east side, you know what's going on at the east side terminal. Well, we'd hope you'd pay attention. But there's a lot of renovation going on at the east side terminal. And I'm very excited about that because we are not only giving the east side terminal a facelift, so to speak, but we're also in the process putting in a lot of amenities that exist at the newer terminals, the downtown terminal, the Mission Valley and the west side, and the Glory Road terminals, the transfer centers. We're doing the same thing at the east side terminal. The east side terminal falls as a number two when it comes to our transfer centers. We are putting in Wi-Fi, free Wi-Fi. We're putting vending machines and ticket vending machines, an ATM machine, displays, the TV displays that tell you where your bus is, along with signage at each of the bus bays, and preparing the East Side Terminal for the future rapid transit system.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, I've been to the East Side Terminal several times. Because it's a way station between downtown Eastside to far east El Paso and also to Mission Valley. Mm-hmm. You can take the number 7 from there. You can also, if I remember correctly, even take, there are so many of them, the 51, 52, the 58. There are so many different buses that come into that whole region, plus the 59. And for those who work at UTEP, the number 70 and the number 1 comes out of the Eastside Terminal to UTEP.
And those are express routes. So a lot of people, those are very popular, the 59, the 70, and the number 1, extraordinarily popular routes. And they are going to be seeing a lot more of the technology that we'd see in the downtown terminal to help those commuters, especially students and professors or staff who have to wait maybe a little bit and they want to continue working, they can do that.
Yep. Let's move a little bit ahead in just a couple of days from today, New Year's Eve, and the Sun Bowl. And lots of exciting things about the Sun Bowl, but most importantly is the fact that getting to UTEP, if you're driving, you're going to be compounded by two things. Both university exits or entrances into UTEP are going to be closed, so you only have two ways to get in. You either come in over what we call Cardiac Hill, or you come in from Schuster onto Hawthorne and then onto the campus. So you only have two ways to get onto this campus. And that's going to impact the folks heading to the Sun Bowl who want to maybe get there a little early. But there is always that great alternative that you guys offer every
Yay.
Year.
Every year we offer our Sun Bowl service. And it is gaining popularity every year. And what it is all of our buses, there are 7 locations that offer shuttles directly or service directly to the Sun Bowl on the north side of the Sun Bowl from our park and ride facilities. There are 7 locations. The downtown, I'm using my cheat sheet, of course. From the downtown area, we have our Union Plaza Transit Terminal, which is located at 400 San Antonio. And there's parking there. It's $5. If you insist on taking your personal vehicle, you can park for $5 there and get on the special 204, and it'll take you directly to the north end of the Sun Bowl. And then the fare for all of these buses is $3 round trip. The other location, if you're coming in and you're staying at a hotel, or you maybe are renting a hotel room for New Year's Eve in the downtown area, you can go to the convention center. Across from the convention center is a stop where we're actually going to pick you up, and you can again, north end of the Sun Bowl. The other locations are the Northeast. We have a terminal there, the Northeast Transfer Center, the Mission Valley Transfer Center, the East Side Transfer Center, and the West Side Transfer Centers. All of those have parking areas. You can park your car there if you so choose. Those areas are free parking for the first come, first serve within our facility. And you get on each of the buses. The Northeast, it's going to be the 42. It's a special 42 that'll take you down to the north end of the Sun Bowl. And then the Mission Valley, it's the number 3. The East Side, it's the number 59. And the West Side, it's the number 18. All those are special. You have to look for the special on that number. Take you down directly to the north end of the Sun Bowl and drop you off. And on those individuals who are coming in or, again, staying at a hotel for New Year's Eve because they want to party at the hotel area, airport area, we have various locations. I think there's 9 different stops along that route. It's Route 33, the special. And, again, bring you directly to the south end or the north end of the Sun Bowl and pick you up. The pickup starts at the end of the third quarter, so we'll take you back to where we picked you up.
And if you just happen to be tuning in and you missed some of that conversation, you can always check it out, huh, Laura, on the newly revised website that y'all have, huh?
Correct. We have a specifically designated page for the Sun Bowl game. It's sunmetro.net/Sun Bowl. Very easy. It gives you all the details and includes frequently asked questions.
And that website will be up on our website along with an archive of this show as well. We're talking to Laura Cruz Acosta. She's the Department Communication Director, and we're here talking about all of the changes of Sun Metro. We're talking about the shuttles to and from the Sun Bowl, which is really important for all of you because getting onto the UTEP campus is going to be rather rough. I'm not going to kid around with this one. Because of all of the construction, there are places where you can and cannot park. There are places where you can and cannot hang out. You know, the perimeters are cool. It's just the main campus is going to be a real pain to get in and out of, especially out of. Why not avoid the hassle and take the shuttle?
Definitely. It's just $3 round trip. It might seem like for someone like a pain, but it's actually such a blessing. You don't have to do the driving. You let somebody else handle the driving. On Oregon, we have our bus lanes that are dedicated bus lanes that will make it a little bit easier. Traffic is going to be a bit chaotic around this area no matter what, but we can help alleviate that stress for you. Don't even worry about having to find parking. I can't even imagine what parking will look like around this area once the game gets going or as we get closer to the game.
Yeah, exactly. And I commute on the bus as well. So getting to and from this place is going to be a lot easier for me because I'm letting you guys do all the driving for me. I just have to make sure that I get to my stop at least 5 minutes beforehand.
It's easy. And we are providing, in certain locations, there's only 1 or 2 pickups, for example, the Mission Valley and the Northeast. But in reality, if we see a huge line and we've reached our capacity, we're going to keep moving and we're going to make sure that you get to the game and we're going to make sure that you get back safely. So,
yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good way to go. Now, there are a lot of changes temporarily for New Year's Day for the bulk of the ridership in and around El Paso because it is a holiday, but it's a special holiday. It's New Year's, much like what you had for Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe it's time to elaborate a little bit on what that is.
Sure. Last year, we introduced this for the first time on January 1st of 2012, and it went fairly well for us. And our staff had looked at the history behind the ridership on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day. Looking at the ridership is not that high. It's a little on the low side. And we also wanted to afford an opportunity to our staff that are pretty much 24/7. Give them an opportunity to spend a little bit more time with their families during the holiday season. And so we looked at possibilities, and one of the things that we decided upon is to actually reduce the service on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day, which is the 21st and the 1st. And so what happens is that there are going to be 25 routes that are going to be servicing the entire community instead of the usual 60. That's 60. And so what you're going to see is that routes 4, 7, 12, 14, 15, 22, 23, 35, 36, 41, 43, 44, 50, 51, 53, 58, 60, 61, 63, 65, 66, 72, and 73 and 83. All of those routes, and again, you can get the whole list on sunmetro.net. All of those routes, they're going to be operational. The rest of them, if you didn't hear your route, it's not going to be operational. But it covers a good chunk of the community, all of those 25 routes that provide service. You can still get around and you can get to your destination, but it's going to be a little bit reduced.
Yeah, and for the riders who need to be places like I do at 9 o'clock, on New Year's Day, make your
make plans
because for the most part, those routes don't start until about 8:39.
Right. The earliest route starts probably about 7:15. In some cases, it depends on the route
and the destination.
Right. And we looked specifically, the planning and scheduling staff looked at everything, at the history of each of those routes, what would be most impactful or least impactful, rather, to our passengers, what are the routes experiencing over the last several years. And we looked at this, we did this last year, and we're going to do this again this year and see what happens.
Yep.
And we're always adjusting our routes.
So. Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Now, keep this in mind as well for our listeners who are riders. Last year, the 1st and the 25th fell on a Sunday. So that made things a little more different than falling on a weekday, because then things change on a weekday over the weekend. And so I can see where you guys would have to do a longitudinal study to make sure that this kind of flies for 2014.
Right. And every year we look, the staff is always looking at it. And throughout the year, we'll have adjustments, service improvements, different things that we change in order to address the needs of the passengers, how they're impacted and how we can rearrange our service. And for example, this past year in September, we did a service improvements, a lot of changes in the way we move throughout the city. We added an extra free route, for example, in September, route number 8. We extended route 52 to service a different neighborhood. And once again, we're looking at providing additional service improvements in the near future with regards to that. Right now, they're looking at everything again to see what we can shift and change to improve this service with the amount of equipment and staffing that we have.
One of the things that I've always known about Sun Metro since I started riding it on a regular basis is that you're always looking to make those improvements, however small they may look like to you, are actually quite large to the ridership. And it seems as though I've seen the ridership actually increase, especially in the central and the west side of town over a period of time.
Definitely. Definitely. If you look at the ridership over the last several years, back in 2006, I think our ridership was something like 12 million. We are rapidly approaching 17 million passenger trips a year. And you see buses that in the morning during the high traffic areas, they have the signage that says full load. Full load. And so that's one of the things that we're looking at right now. This past December, on December 11th, the City Council actually approved the purchase of articulated buses. And this is huge news for us. This is awesome news for us because if you know anything about articulated buses, they're those longer buses that have the accordion in the middle. They're 60-foot buses. The traditional buses are 40 feet. The 60-foot bus, which is 20 feet extra on the bus, will allow us to load more passengers, especially on those routes that are extraordinarily popular. For example, the 59 is our number one most popular route. The 59 will likely see our articulated buses. Other routes, for example, the 18 as well is another popular route. All of those are going to maybe see an articulated bus on them. But it's also preparing for the future of the rapid transit system, which will help move people a little bit faster throughout the community and help reach out into neighborhoods that maybe don't have bus service right now and need bus service. We'll adjust ourselves to fit the need of the community. And it's such a growing community. The city itself is growing so rapidly. We need more. We need more service.
I agree. And when you start to think about how far east El Paso, Montana Vista, Horizon City, Socorro, how they've grown in leaps and bounds over the last 5 years, my goodness gracious, it's like, how do you keep up with that growth?
Well, we don't service the county. The county has their own transit system.
Right.
But within the community, we try to do as best as we can. And we look at different ways to service it. One of the things that this past year happened, I'm already talking about 2013, but in 2012, there was a Brookings report. In the Brookings report announced that we were actually doing very well in terms of servicing our community. And frequency is one of the areas that we would like to see a greater improvement. But that becomes tricky because you need more equipment in order to do that. You also need more employees to do that because you're talking about not only operators to drive the vehicle, but maintenance folks who keep the buses running. And really, more kudos needs to be given to our maintenance staff because they really are an outstanding crew. They keep the buses from complete catastrophe, and they're doing a great job and keeping our service going. And we're looking at actually buying more buses to see if we can sustain that. But without more room, we need more room, which is why we also have our maintenance and operations facility that we're building out in Montana near Global Reach, Yarborough area. We're building a new facility out there in order to help with the growth of the city and help with the growth of the system itself.
What will happen to the maintenance facility that you have right now off of the Spur 601 right across from the Fort Bliss Cemetery?
That's still a Sun Metro facility. That one is our paratransit service, and it's currently still going. We're keeping that one, and it'll contain the paratransit service still.
Let's talk a little bit about the paratransit system. I think a lot of folks over a period of time are finally catching on that you do have the system, that it's available. But there's a lot of folks that have contacted the radio station over a period of months now who kind of need a little help, a little primer, if you will, as how to schedule a stop from paratransit to their facility, either to their home or to their office to take them home.
Okay. The Sun Metro Lift, that's our paratransit service, which you see the smaller buses running around. This past year, if you've been following the news, this past year, the paratransit service on November 11th was transferred over as a private entity, to a private entity, NV Transportation. They are strictly dedicated to paratransit. So if you're an individual who is disabled and or a senior citizen who is unable to wait at a fixed route bus, or you have a family member who's mentally disabled and is unable to wait at the fixed route stop, you can be eligible to and apply for the Lyft, which is a paratransit service. And you can do that. You can download the forms on our website again, sunmetro.net. There's a form that you download. And it's a fairly easy form, not too complicated. It looks like a lot of text, but it's actually not. It's very simple. And you get your doctor's note as well. You get your doctor to fill out a form that's also attached to the form. You get all that. On that form, it gives you the directions and mailing address where you send all that paperwork. We look at all that paperwork. You become eligible. And then you start scheduling. You get information on how to schedule all your trips. And they are what we call curb-to-curb trips. We go to your house. We pick you up. And we go to doctor's appointments, you go to work, you go shopping, you go hang out with your friends. Whatever it is that you need, we'll pick you up, take you, and take you back. And it's $2.50 because it's a specialized service.
Right.
It's a little bit more expensive. But for somebody who's unable to ride the fixed route, it's freedom. It's really freedom. It's a right that they should have.
I agree, and I think it's a wonderful service. There is a number of our staff members over the years who have used the Lyft, and they have a lot of high praise for the staff who runs the Lyft. It's a necessary service.
It's a necessary service, and the good news is even if you're only temporarily disabled, whatever it might be. You get into an accident, God forbid, and you need to you don't have a vehicle, or maybe you don't have a family member or friend who can pick you up at a moment's notice. You can call the Lyft and actually get a temporary ride. It'll be for whatever amount of time that your doctor says you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You're taken care of.
Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. Now, one of the things I've noticed as I make my departures and arrivals over at the downtown transit terminal is that you have a couple of buses that actually head out, the 83 and the 84, that head out into Sunland Park, and I forget where
Socorro.
The 83 does, Socorro.
It's the 83, I think, goes to Sunland Park, and the 84 goes to Socorro.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of an interlocal agreement. Both of those are county buses that we provide the coach operator and the bus, and they pay for the service. The county pays for this service. We have an interlocal agreement with Sunland Park, New Mexico, and we have an interlocal agreement with Socorro to provide that service. And so we go out to those communities and travel within El Paso a little bit, and they have the capability to have a bus service, especially for those family members who don't have a vehicle. Those buses are a benefit, benefit.
Yeah.
So they can do that. And the 84, you can go out and check out the Mission Valley area and maybe even check out the Luminarias out there.
It's a beautiful trip either way. I've taken both.
Oh, great.
And the 83 will take you through the community of Sunland Park and then drop you off at the casino.
Yes.
You know, and the beautiful – see, I discovered that strictly by accident.
Oh, wow.
I had to go do an event at Artovino's Desert Crossing, mm-hmm. and I didn't have a car. Still don't have a car. But my worry was how I was going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, you know what? I'll just walk to the casino and then – catch a cab or something from that point. I didn't have to. Once I hit McNutt Road,
mm-hmm.
right at the light over to, I guess it's just maybe about 100 feet east of there, there's a taco stand.
Correct.
And then there's this huge bus stop. And I looked at that. I thought, this can't be. Really? I looked at the schedule inside the little kiosk thing. And sure enough, the last bus was coming out of there at 9:45, got on it. And took me back to the downtown station where I could make my way home.
There you go.
But that night, I also learned that I couldn't use my monthly pass or a weekly pass because, well, there is more to this story, huh?
No. Unfortunately, because it's not a city service, it's not a city service, you have to pay because you're actually paying for that individual county's service. They get the funds to pay for the service.
Now, here's the other side to that coin, too, is now that the county is growing, now that there is more population in every sense of the term, whether it's in Sunland Park or over in Montana Vista or in Socorro or Clint, wherever, once the county sees that more bus service is going to be needed, that actually becomes quite a boon for you guys and also for the county bus service.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you still have the county itself, the county of El Paso has bus service in Horizon and in San Elizario. You can actually find those routes as well on our bus, our website, and they're specifically county routes. It's county routes 10, 20, 30, and 40, and I believe there's also 50. But all of those will get you to outlying areas beyond the city limits.
And if I remember correctly, I think a lot of those buses that head into the county come out of Mission Valley.
Correct.
Right. Okay. So we have a little bit of time left, and maybe for the commuters here in El Paso who need to go to Las Cruces or White Sands and are still not yet hip on the Gold Line, let's talk a little bit about that bus service that comes out of downtown El Paso and out of the west side that heads straight to Las Cruces.
Correct. Monday through Friday, another agreement and another interlocal agreement with the state of New Mexico, the city and the state of New Mexico. We have the Gold Route that travels all the way to Las Cruces from the downtown area, from downtown El Paso, as well as the West Side Transfer Center. And then it stops in Anthony and in Las Cruces, and two locations in Las Cruces out there. And it's a really great route, $3 for a one-way trip. And it'll take you, especially for those individuals who either work in Las Cruces or go to school in Las Cruces, or vice versa, those individuals who live in Las Cruces and work in El Paso or go to school in El Paso. That's a really good savings in terms of gas money. And also, you can do more when you're on the bus. You can study, you can read a book, and not have to worry about the stress of driving, because that is a long trip.
I really like doing some research about the Gold Route to Las Cruces and stuff. And I found out, and you know this, when they stop and pick up passengers in Anthony, then off you go to Las Cruces. You know, you could go to the university. You can go straight to NMSU by way of the Gold Route. You can also go to Valley Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it saves on gas. It saves on insurance. It saves on a headache, especially during inclement weather and all that. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, you would be very surprised at how much you can save. They also have, and we sell it at the downtown terminal, a monthly pass. They have a monthly pass for $90. And if you ride every day, that could be a cost savings to you.
Plus, if you're using that as a business trip over to and from Las Cruces or wherever, you could use that as a business tax write-off.
Definitely, definitely.
Laura, is there anything else that we should be touching on right around this time?
I think everybody should make a New Year's resolution that at least once a week, if you are dedicated to your car, maybe once a week, give up your car just once a week and be a greener commuter, be a greener person overall. You'd be surprised what we could do for you.
Well, on this edition of El Paso Primetime, Laura Cruz Acosta is the Director of Communication for the Sun Metro. And of course, mi casa, su casa. So anytime that you have anything at all that you need to pass along to the public, we'd love to have you back.
You too. Thanks, Dennis.
El Paso Primetime is a production of KTEP, all rights reserved 2012 by the University of Texas at El Paso, and also from KTEP. On behalf of the staff and management of El Paso Primetime and KTEP, Happy New Year!